Welcome to an eerie edition of Organ First Radio. Change to the usual programme signature tune this month, the clue being in the title of that track from Janet Dowsett's Magic Fingers CD. It was, of course, the famous Devil's Gallop theme from that long-ago BBC radio series, Dick Barton, Special Agent. Well, as the 31st of last month was All Hallows Day, or Halloween, I thought we'd have some musical trick or treats, with the accent being firmly on the latter, in musical terms, that is. Going to commence then with Jelani Eddington at the huge 5-manual 80-rank organ in the San Filippo family residence in Barrington, Illinois.
Thank you.
The Phantom Regiment, composed by Leroy Anderson in 1951 and played there by Jelani Eddington. Well, whilst we're in the Phantom mood, no programme such as this would be complete without the Phantom of the Opera theme, played here then by the late and great Mark Shakespeare on Boehm Electronics.
Thank you.
Shakespeare and the Phantom of the Opera, brought to prominence by the 1986 musical version by Andrew Lloyd Webber. A few years ago, I went to see the silent film version starring Lon Chaney when it was screened to the accompaniment of the Father Willis organ in Truro Cathedral. Quite an enthralling night out, I can assure you, but certainly no bats in the belfry that night. Chris Hamilton, or to give him his correct name, Harry Farmer, with the multi-tracked version of the Billy Mao piano composition Bats in the Belfry, played on Hammond organ. Now, it isn't very often that you can include this next track in a programme due to its rather unusual nature. It is in fact an improvisational demonstration of the Wurlitzer organ in the Mosque Theatre in Richmond, Virginia, played by Reginald Fort, for a series of pioneering stereo organ recordings. Fort calls it Nightmare in the Mosque. Thank you. Nightmare in the Mosque, a tour de force of the Wurlitzer performed by Reginald Fort. Something in a more light-hearted mood now as Ray Boer at the Radio City Music Hall Wurlitzer joins forces with the instrumental trio The Three Sons and I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You. I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You, featuring The Three Sons with Ray Boer at the Wurlitzer Pipe Organ. And if you'd like to learn all about Ray Boer and the various recordings he made, then why not go to YouTube and look at Organ Celebrities, Volume 39. Back home now, and a return to electronics with Ian Griffin, and he's in the company of the Ghost Riders in the Sky. Ghost Riders in the Sky, played by one of this country's most popular keyboard artists, Ian Griffin on Technics KN2000, Soltron MS5 and Ketron X1 models, and that's from his CD Make Me an Island. Another of our most popular organ society and festival artists is Mike Hall, and on Lowry MX2, he's in a devilish mood.
We'll be right back.
The Old Devil Moon, played there by the old devil himself, Mike Hall. There was a time when American pizza parlor organs were all the fashion, and for many organists it was a lucrative position to hold, especially as the organs got bigger and more visually entertaining. One such installation was the Captain's Galley Pizza and Pipes in Redwood City, and one of the residents was Jack Gustafson, who put the four manual 20 rank installation through its paces with this arrangement of Dance Macabre. Gustafson and Dance Macabre. In fairness, I'd not even had any thought about doing a themed Halloween programme until organist Stephen Vincent mentioned that he was going to upload another of his videos to YouTube, especially for the occasion, and would I like to feature the audio track from it on the show. So that gave me the impetus to search through my library and come up with the choices so far. But now it's the turn of Stephen himself, using primarily the sounds of the fabulous Paramount 341 Virtual Theatre Pipe Organ, physically accessing those sounds via his Yamaha EL90 Electone. Additionally, he's blended quite a few sounds from the Yamaha for drama, balance and overall effect. Here then is a beautiful, almost symphonic arrangement of that Richard Rodgers classic, Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered. Stephen Vincent.
Thank you.
Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered, a show tune from the 1940 musical Pal Joey, and I guess a few of you remember the huge hit that pianist Bill Snyder had with that in 1950. Now, as always with Stephen Vincent's YouTube videos, you can actually see him perform the tune live, to which he's added an appropriate mix of visual effects, all culminating in that arrangement which he made in his studios in Portugal. He's now building up quite a library of great videos, and I urge you to type his name into YouTube and take your pick from a very varied selection. 1958 saw the release by Don Lang of a tune which contains the immortal line, "Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang," uttered by a witch doctor, which just happens to be the very tune played now for us by Leroy Lewis at the organ that used to be in the Surf City Hotel on the Jersey coastline in the United States. One tune which I figured would be a natural to include in this show was the one which heralded a television series in the years 1955 to 1962. It was titled Alfred Hitchcock Presents and had a well-known title sequence. The camera fades in on a simple line drawing of a caricature of Hitchcock's rotund profile, and as the programme theme music plays, Hitchcock appears in silhouette from the right edge of the screen and then walks to the centre screen to eclipse the caricature, and he then almost invariably says, "Good evening." The arrangement of the theme music changed quite a lot over the years, but it was always based on Gounod's Funeral March of a Marionette, performed now by Dennis James at the Robert Morton Organ in the Ohio Theatre, Columbus, Ohio. Thank you. Dennis James playing there the Funeral March of the Marionette. And with that, we're almost at the end of this Halloween-themed edition of Organ First Radio. To take us out, however, I'm going to leave you in the hands of Claudia Hirschfeld at the Versi Spectra and O Fortuna, also known, of course, as Carmina Burana. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, until next month, bye for now.
Thank you. You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.